Je trouvais intéressant de confronter justement la vision que peuvent en avoir des journalistes dans un pays qui n'a pas du tout la même position que la Belgique ou la France sur cette question. Anastasia Popova, je vais l'interroger en anglais et je vous traduirai au fur et à mesure. You are a Russian journalist. You have been several times and 8 times on the ground, and Vaha told me you were almost killed in that place. But I would like to ask you, when you compare the information we receive here and the information you get on the ground, is it correct? And for example, we are told here that the Syrian army is making blind shellings, is bombarding everybody, and that many civilians for that reason are killed. En résumant ma question, j'ai demandé si il est exact, après son expérience de terrain, que l'armée syrienne bombarde de façon indiscriminée et tue donc délibérément des civils.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, and I've been in Syria for 8 months in total, and I came there last time in March this year. And I've been almost everywhere in every city, so the information that I see on the ground compared to what you hear here in Europe, it's...
J'ai été pendant 8 mois, je reviens en mars, et là j'ai été dans pratiquement toutes les villes, et l'info est totalement différente de ce qu'on a ici en Occident.
First of all, before the shelling happens, the army surrounds the place, and there are leaflets that are thrown out of the plane, telling that there will be an operation in this particular district.
Avant qu'un endroit soit bombardé, des tracts sont distribués sur toute la zone pour dire qu'il va y avoir une opération.
Then all the civilians, they leave this district, and the police who is standing on outside, they check their ID so that those who live there, they can leave. Those who are not from there, they can be interrogated or something.
Et à ce moment-là, les gens quittent. Aux abords, la police vérifie les identités. Les gens qui habitent là peuvent partir, et les autres.
And there were several moments when we filmed the rebels with guns. They tried to dress like women and leave the district with IDs, but people themselves helped and showed them out.
Nous avons plusieurs fois filmé des rebelles qui essayaient de se déguiser en femmes pour échapper, mais la population les dénonçait.
Well, this is what happens before. Then the shelling goes on, but usually they don't shield blind, like you say. I was in an office, in the main office, before the operation started, and I saw several days how they prepared the thing. They verified the whole.
Et alors l'opération se déclenche, mais ça ne se passe pas à l'aveugle, comme on vient de dire. Ils préparent ça pendant plusieurs jours.
They never used helicopters and planes to bomb all the places. They specify the targets for maybe 3 or 4 days, gathering the whole information from the intelligence, from the people themselves, from all the possible sources.
Jamais ils n'utilisent des hélicoptères ou des avions, mais ils rassemblent toutes les informations de toutes les sources possibles et des services sur la cible précise.
For example, in Aleppo in March, what I've seen, they couldn't use any airplane or helicopters at all. It was forbidden. But what I saw in the news, that planes are flying all over Aleppo and they're destroying the city. This was forbidden, and I was there in Aleppo, we were in Khan al-Asl, and there were no planes. It was forbidden, and I saw it.
Et à Aleppo, j'ai vu qu'on avait interdit à des avions de venir.
Because they want to save the city itself, it's ancient, so they don't...
La ville est ancienne, ils ne voulaient pas la détruire.
And after the operation finishes, all the civilians, they come back with their things, and the army helps them to clean the place, to rebuild, and they work together. This happened, for example, in Medan, in Damascus.
Après ça, les civils reviennent, et l'armée les aide à reconstruire. Je l'ai vu à Medan, près de Damascus.
This is how they work. It was from the beginning and until now, same way.
Ça s'est passé comme ça toujours. Could you tell me what you saw from the attitude of the rebels towards the population? Quelle est l'attitude des rebelles par rapport à la population?
In many places where we filmed, the people themselves, they say that the accent of those who come is different. So they are not from the same place. Normally, there are a lot of foreigners, and
Les habitants disent que les gens qu'ils ont vus, les rebelles, avaient un accent différent et beaucoup d'étrangers.
And they, of course, they treat people, it's not their country, so they treat them really, we've seen all these videos when one person eats the hearts of a killed soldier.
Et évidemment, comme c'est pas leur pays, ils traitent pas les gens bien, et on a vu la vidéo de ce rebelle qui mange le cœur de quelqu'un.
I myself had a friend that was tortured and killed, and they filmed it. His head was sawed off, just because they thought that he is with the government.
J'ai un ami, on a vu la vidéo où il le décapite parce qu'il pensait qu'il était avec le gouvernement.
And he was alive. He was alive when they did.
Et ils l'ont décapité quand il était vivant.
There are many other cases of rape. I personally know of two cases when the rebels they rape children, and one of them confessed, and the other, the child herself, said that 16 men were raping her in the name of jihad.
Et on a beaucoup de viols, y compris des viols d'enfants, et j'ai rencontré deux témoins, et ils doivent confesser
But of course not all of them are like this. We cannot say that 100% are terrorists. Some of them are really blind, they got there, they don't know what to do. So I don't claim that everybody is like this.
Mais je ne veux pas dire que tous les rebelles sont comme ça et agissent de manière terroriste. Ce sont des cas différents.
And one more thing, I talked to a doctor in a hospital and we filmed him. He said that all the bodies that they get from the civilians, which were in the hands of the opposition, the 80% are raped. And including children and old people, they were raped.
Des médecins nous ont dit que les corps qu'ils reçoivent venant comme victimes de l'opposition, 80%, y compris des enfants, ont été violés.
And all these allegations, they say that the army did this, but I've never ever seen a soldier do something like this. Never ever during 8 months. And I'm not defending anybody. I was in different places and in different situations, but the rebels, they even confessed themselves of doing it. And when I asked them why, they said that the devil entered me and did it.
Et je dois dire que souvent, alors on accuse que c'est l'armée syrienne qui a fait ça, mais en 8 mois, je ne l'ai absolument jamais vu. Par contre, j'ai interrogé des rebelles qui ont reconnu qu'ils l'avaient fait, et quand on leur demande pourquoi, ils disent c'est le diable qui les a possédés. One point very important in the Western press is that there is a big problem of refugees, and it is presented that all the refugees are escaping on the regular army. Donc un grand problème souvent traité dans les médias est que celui des réfugiés, et on dit que ce sont des réfugiés qui fuient l'armée de Bachar.
This is also not true. From what I've seen, we've been to the Turkish border and we've seen refugees escaping from Ras El Ain to Turkey, and many returned from Turkey saying that we were fooled, that they didn't.
Et j'ai rencontré des réfugiés, il y en a maintenant beaucoup et on ne le dit pas, qui retournent en Syrie en disant qu'on les a trompés.
They say that they were fooled, they're not given any food, no tents, nothing, nowhere to live, so it's better for them to stay in Syria, so they come back, but nobody speaks about coming back.
Et ils disent qu'on leur a promis toutes sortes de choses, et qu'en fait on les a pas nourris, pas de temps, et donc ils vont mieux rentrer.
We also filmed in Jordan, there's a huge refugee camp, and most of the people that stayed there, they are families of those rebels who are fighting in Syria. So they're actually escaping from Syria because they're afraid for their families. And they stay in this refugee camp, they get medical treatment, and they come back to fight.
En Jordanie, il y a beaucoup de gens de l'opposition qui viennent se faire soigner et puis qui retournent combattre.
But this refugee camp is presented as a civilians who escaped from the regime.
Et ce camp qui est donc une base militaire est présenté comme un camp de réfugiés civils.
They also have a lot of flags there. They're open. They're ready to speak. But nobody films.
En fait, dans ce camp, ils ont plein de drapeaux. Ils sont prêts à parler, mais personne ne les filme là-bas.
So and as for the inside, most of the families they move from one town to another because they have huge families everywhere. From one town to another. For example, from Aleppo to some Christian town, from Homs to Christian town, or to a place between Homs and Tartus. All the Sunnis, Shias, Alawites, Christians, they all gather there. escaping from the battle everywhere, and they live together in peace as it was before. So there are certain places to escape yet.
Et en réalité, il y a des camps où les gens qui de toutes les origines, de toutes les confessions, se retrouvent ensemble et vivent ensemble comme avant. Thank you very much for this testimony, very different from what we hear. Merci pour ce témoignage très différent.